In the wee hours of Friday morning, SPVM officers made their way to Parc La Lancette. The small Hochelaga park has become home to a handful of tents, and the police were there to evict those living in them.
My friend was in the park and he called me to tell me, hey, that happens, and I was like, oh shit.
This is Leandre Plouffe. He was one of a dozen or so who were there to support those being evicted from the park. He said these actions often don't stop evictions, but they show solidarity and they buy campers time.
They don't have the time and the resources to pack their stuff and to move, and they don't know where to go.
CKUT spoke to one of the campers packing up. Because of the stigma and danger attached to being homeless, he asked to remain anonymous. He told CKUT he'd been living in the park for the past 2 months to get a break from life in the shelter.
C'est même juste pour sortir du shelter une semaine, ça m'a fait du bien.
And though he has a place to go, he says he'll miss the freedom of a quiet place to sleep that's all his own, despite the difficulties that have come with it.
Au shelter, c'est les bibites, les gens, c'est pas facile.
In the shelter, with the bugs and the people, it's not easy. Here, I get a bit more peace than I do there. But on the other hand, when I'm here, I have to figure out everything for myself. Washrooms, food. Survival is a bit more difficult here, but it's still more livable than the shelter.
He's been homeless since February, his third time in the past 3 years. He told CKUT that even with the supports he's had access to, it's hard to pay rent on social assistance. It gets harder each time he has to find a new room to rent, pushing him back onto the street.
It's a pattern that keeps repeating. Even when we leave, we get help, we pay subsidized rent. There are groups that offer to pay 6 months of your rent. But after 6 months, if we're not working, we fall back into it.
A report released in July by the city's public consultation office recommended that Montreal stop evicting encampments and instead invest more resources into supporting people where they are. But Robert Baudry, responsible for homelessness on the city's executive committee, refused to say whether the city would follow those guidelines.
If we believe that it's unacceptable to sleep outside in a city, we should put our effort to develop inside.
As long as the evictions keep coming, Plouffe says he and others will keep showing up until government listens.
They want to do to build a community because the state is not there.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.